Now on FML.
Driverless cars. This guy is test being driven with Tesla's Model S. Dusty, you were just talking about
Tesla's
vacant car dealership on State.
Yeah, they're figuring out how to get past some factory car dealership rule.
I totally want to do one of those things where I'm like, oh yeah, I can buy a Tesla and like test drive one 5 times, and of course I've
Go in there and hope they don't check my credit. Is that how I do it?
Just listen to this guy. You can just hear from the timbre of his voice about how nerve-wracked he is letting this car drive him around.
Gosh, this is so... I'm not touching it at all, and it's driving... Whoa, the lanes are getting a little... Oh, no, there it goes, and it stops. I mean, being here in a Tesla Model S P90D with ludicrous mode, which is incredibly fun, but...
Like, I actually think that's the name of the setting you put it on, is...
Ludicrous?
Ludicrous mode, which is a little too familiar for me, I guess.
Right.
But, like, you know, I don't know, a full auto.
That would be fine. Mode, autopilot. Yeah. Right. Why does it have to be...
Sorry.
Can see all this itself. And you could see on here the car, the vehicle in front of you that's following, and you could see where that is in its lane. And you could see all of the sensors going back and forth on the dashboard display here. Oh my gosh, it's changing lanes on its own. Oh my gosh, it's changing lanes on its own. That is wild. So I hit the brakes there, but I didn't think I need to. I think that was me getting nervous, and the car didn't have a problem. The car was like, just watch out, there's something in front, but it was slowing down on its own. That's incredible.
So I mean, it works. I think this is a little bit like cruise control, where you can take it out by doing something to it, either jerking the wheel wildly.
That's what it
or,
looks like.
Yeah, pressing the gas or the brake.
Any input from the driver kind of thing.
Yeah. I've got such trust issues with this technology. I haven't had enough trust issues just in my personal life. I mean, could I ever fully trust the autopilot system? I don't know.
I've been waiting for this to happen since I saw Demolition Man 20 however many years ago. I'm like, when is autopilot going to happen? Because this is so cool. The car's just going to drive itself. And
great.
You could just hang out, take naps.
This is great for somebody like you who it's more dangerous with you driving than the robots driving.
Oh, certainly. I think it's good for kids who are like on their phones and stuff. I think it's good for like my landlady who's 91 years old and the doctor told her she shouldn't be driving, but she does it anyways.
It's great for old people. It's great for drunk people. I mean, this is...
Sure.
You know, it's going to put Uber out of business, I think.
Yeah.
Well, there's an argument there that it might put a lot of Uber's business out of business. It is great for, distracted drivers, for those who just simply kind of want to get work done. What I don't know, if the whole world was autopiloted, would we be able to get around faster, or would traffic still be traffic?
I don't know if you'd necessarily get around faster. You would get around at the legal limit. Because this car is not going to run a yellow light.
No,
it's not going to speed.
There is a model for if like the kind of all cars had one brain, that they would work like insects in a colony. Yeah, and the flow would work better. Granted, more cars on the road mean you're going to get around slower. That's all there is to it. But there's got to be some improvement in efficiency.
Sure.
For the world, if it was all roboticed out. But I don't know. We'll go ahead and post the video. It's hard for me to wrap my mind around it. And GM is producing some of these cars. They should be available next year. Like next year. So that's weird, right?
That it's here, basically.
It's here, basically. I mean, yeah. This
I don't
is
think it would be
this
faster
is jetpacks,
or slower.
Man.
I think I'd just get to pay attention way less, which would be nice. I'd get to like watch movies and stuff.
There's that too. Watch a movie on your way to work.
Yeah.
The TV show you missed last night.
Just be on Netflix.
Connected to your DVR. Insane is that? Okay. Coming up in just a second here, we'll do some stupid ass stuff. There's finally some good news on the Lamar Odom front. There's been lots of conflicting reports. And what else do we want to talk about? Oh, fans of monster movies will be very, very excited about this new deal that was struck. We'll chat about that soon on Alt 101 Night. Get inside.